Hello, and welcome to the Story Partners podcast. We are your hosts, Walt and Annie Maness. We're so glad you're here.
We're a team of storytellers who seek to tell stories that point people to Jesus.
It's not always the case that your friends from your formative years last into adulthood. Join this group of women as they reflect on sticking together in friendship over decades of life through the good and the bad times. Their relationships with one another have helped them understand more deeply the love of Jesus. This episode is called We Keep Coming Back.
When you're in high school, they tell you all the time, you won't keep these friends. I think I took it for granted in the beginning. I really did think, doesn't everyone just have friends like this?
Most of us have been together since we were 12.
Going to youth group every Wednesday and also seeing each other at church on Sunday.
All of that happened in our group. I mean, like everything, we had our first boyfriends, our first kisses.
Tracy was just a constant presence. She just was always there. I don't know how we got put in her small group. I don't know how that happened.
I didn't choose them. I just became available as a small group leader.
I think we started out with just about four of us in with Tracy.
I was a very young youth leader. And so I was vulnerable right off the bat.
Just awkward, weird questions about marriage and sex and like, and we're all still going through puberty. And she was so open.
It really created an environment where, oh, we're gonna be real all the time. I mean, Tracy's like realer than we ever probably wanted her to be. And then that's what we're doing. We have nothing to hide.
We were so young. We thought we knew everything.
Things were very black and white for me. And I think I tended to be very judgmental of other people.
When someone came to me with a messy situation, I was like, well, you just need to do A, then you need to do B, and then your life will equal C. And I had no compassion and no way of seeing it any other way.
I feel like, gosh, I love Jesus so much and I'm just walking with him, like just real tight until I am in relationship with someone. And then I realize, wow, I don't love anybody. I am very selfish. And that was funny that I thought I was just killing it.
Our high school years were definitely challenging for Tracy. And there were moments where she would be like crying on her couch going, why am I even doing this? Are you guys even listening to me? Like, are we just coming here for you to tell me all the bad things you do?
If she was saying something to you, it wasn't about manipulating you at all. And it wasn't preachy. It wasn't, you have to do it like me. It wasn't based on what we did or what we said. It was unconditional.
Did you know that along with this podcast, Story Partners makes short documentary films? We do. Come check us out on YouTube and subscribe to our channel to see the latest films as they release.
Throughout high school, we were tight in the same church, and then we all kind of went our separate ways.
And in college, we weren't that connected, but we always kept kind of in touch, and things were happening, and like
wasn't until later that we reconnected.
Probably about 5 years after college graduation, we had our first let's get together. And so we planned a weekend trip away in Santa Barbara. I mean, we just picked up right where we left off.
I don't know. I mean, for me, I always was used to like leading, and it was nice that, it's kind of changing. It's morphing into something different. I wonder what this is going to be.
And when we walked away, we didn't have enough time because it was too much time to unpack all that had gone on in 5 years. And so it was like, we have to be more intentional because we don't have the time to catch up this much. We have to see each other more regularly.
When we get together, there's that familiarity. It's like family.
And it's also so nice to just jump back in and pick up where you left off. We like to have fun. We like to have a lot of fun.
They're literally some of the funniest people I know. And so I think we laugh. We used to laugh more and talk less, but now we talk more and laugh less. There's a lot of stuff that's happening with just us or our parents or our kids or our adult children. I mean, there's so much life going on.
Everyone's been through really, really hard things. Divorce, death, abuse, infertility, hard, hard, hard things.
You know, in high school and in junior high, we were together all the time. And that was more of a time when we were like working stuff out together, like the daily stuff. And now we're working out like the life stuff.
The times aren't all rosy and sunshine. Holding some people's uncomfortable situations to a fire can then bubble up and kind of get nasty. I think that's probably why we end up staying up till 3 or 4 in the morning, because you gotta hash it out.
All doors get locked. You know, nobody's leaving. We are working this out. And that's what's been the most beautiful thing, is just like, okay, let's talk about like, what was that? And what triggered you? And then it always ends up going into some wound from, you know, childhood or from some traumatic experience. The hard edges of all of us are being softened. I've seen them become better human beings every time we get together. And then you see them the next year or 2 years and more has developed. And I'm like, yeah, I could see this person becoming more like Jesus. It's almost like he's waiting in that house that we're gonna, you know, go hang out in, you know, and he's sitting on the couch waiting for us to come. And he's like, got the charcuterie for you. I've got a great environment. Now let me just be here and we're gonna laugh. This is what it feels like. We're gonna laugh. We're gonna just share stories and we're gonna get stuff done. You know, like somebody's life is gonna get shook this weekend and I'm here for it and you guys are equipped for it.
When I got divorced and I remember specifically palpably feeling Jesus with me in that moment. And it's such a vivid memory of going, I thought this was so bad, but he's here with me. His presence was so real and there was no shame. And he's not judging me and he's not condemning me. And he's not telling me that I've done an awful thing. He's just here.
Some of these girls are experiencing stuff I've never experienced. It's so challenging. And I'm like, I'm learning from you.
When Brooke was going through her divorce, that was the hardest thing I've ever had to go through with her as a friend. Seeing the way that she absolutely fell in love with Jesus through that painful season of her life. It was so encouraging to me.
We have a relationship with Jesus that's unique for each of us in our different phases that has been very encouraging for each other too.
Our group is just a safe, safe place. It's a safe, safe place where we can say what we think, even when it might feel scary to some people. Knowing that everyone else has done this at some point in our journey together and that we're gonna keep working it out. And then those of us that are in a better place maybe are gonna steer the conversation back to Jesus and back to reminding each other how the Lord has been faithful to our group, how he has been faithful in our friendships, how he's been faithful in our marriages, in our relationships, and just in all the ways.
I needed them and they were right there.
They are the hands and feet that have done the literal work of Jesus here on earth in my life.
My faith has grown because I've had people who listen like him or speak for him or comfort and have empathy like he does.
You have to have others' perspective to fully know and embrace all that Jesus is doing.
Are you someone who loves stories and really understands the value in sharing these types of stories? We're looking for people like you to join us in this work. Story Partners is completely crowdfunded, so donations from people like you are how we continue in the work. If you're passionate about this and want to be part of it with us, we invite you to become a regular supporter. Monthly gifts of $20, $30, or even $50 are a massive help in sustaining the ministry month to month. Setting up regular giving is easy on our website at storypartners.org.
I mean, I think it's very unique that we have seven women who grew up in the church together who are still all walking with Jesus. I mean, honestly, I think that's very unique.
Yeah, over the last 30 years, I've definitely seen them look more like Jesus.
Since we all have been Christians since we were little, it's what's that next level of pursuing Jesus?
We started learning our faith together, and now we're walking out our faith together.
And so in sharing the story, often it's, this is what I've been through, this is how it is right now, and this is who Jesus has been in this season.
I'm sure we've all had moments where we want to be done and we're like, it's not worth it. And I'm sure that there's been times where we've thought, ugh, it's gonna be too much trouble to get together that weekend, or it's gonna be too much to try and make that happen. But we just keep coming back because there is such safety in there and there's such beauty.
I've said to Emmy, I can't do anything, but I'll be there. And I often don't have the words, but I'll show up.
Brooke and I are having a conversation because she's moving away from me soon. She said to me, I will always pursue you. And that is the definition of this group of girls. We just pursue each other and we continue to do that.
If you have an authentic group, whether it be one or two, continue to pursue it.
It's tough putting yourself out there and being vulnerable and being like, I might be vulnerable to this group of people and it might not be mutual.
A lot of people bail. A lot of people feel like this is too uncomfortable. I don't want to be this vulnerable. I don't want to show up and share.
Long-term relationships help you realize that I'm not going to have gone through all this work and then just run, you know? And it's because wherever you go, there you are. So there you're gonna have your stuff with you as you're running this way. And you've just left, you know, these wonderful relationships behind.
Nothing surprises us anymore because we have been through so much, but we're still learning, we're still growing, and we're still working things out. I've learned how to really love people, and I've learned that because of these women in this group, because they've loved me through all the things. We've just chosen to pursue each other, and we've seen throughout the years the benefit of staying connected with people who see you for who you are.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode. We hope that it encourages you this week.
The Story Partners podcast is still very new, but we're already seeing the Lord use it to encourage people. If you've reached out to us to tell us what a specific episode has meant to you, thank you. It really does encourage Walt and I as we continue in this work. If you're willing, we would love for you to take a moment to rate and review the podcast for us. This is a huge help to us as we continue to try to get these stories out to more people.
We also wanted to give a big thanks to Elijah Delgado for providing our show music.
Elijah is a local artist here in Austin and also our friend. So be sure to check out his work wherever you stream your music.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We hope to see you on the next one. Until then.